RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from Spring 1951. The Video Victims, the 161st adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Lone dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Lone returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Lone swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Video Victims. Chapter 1. Empty House. It was not a pretty city through which the man in a light car was driving, making a brief inspection of the town before heading for his destination. Mill towns rarely are attractive, and the original buildings of this one, now falling in ruins, once had gone in for gaudiness. But soot from many tall smokestacks had faded their gilt to a drab gray. Even the name of the city did nothing to add to its beauty. It was called Uncas, after one of its founders. But it was an important city. Its markets catered to a wide rural population, besides 200,000 local inhabitants. It was bustling, up-to-date, and progressive. The man who was looking it over from behind the wheel of his car was about 35, a man so average in appearance that there was no single outstanding feature about him. And in his quiet, dark clothing, he was not an individual to whom anybody would give particular notice. But that mediocrity of appearance was not remarkable where this man was concerned, because it was distinctly manufactured. He was in disguise, yet there was no visible trace of the fact that in his rightful identity, he didn't look like this at all. It was an expert bit of work, but disguise was one of the assets to this man in his chosen profession, an art he had long and carefully studied. He had reached such a peak of perfection that it was doubtful if any other expert in the art of makeup could achieve such results as he did. But then he was that legendary character so feared by the underworld that his very life often depended upon his ability to change his appearance quickly and efficiently. The Phantom Detective. After making a tour of some of the city's main arteries, he finally pulled up before an imposing home in an exclusive residential section. It was an old-fashioned mansion of many rooms, with high ceilings, cupolas, and a porch around three sides of the house. The grounds surrounding it were fenced in and neatly kept up. It looked like a good, solid, substantial, and comfortable home. Beside the gate was a nameplate which read, Chester McLean. The Phantom got out of his car, glanced at his watch, and saw that it was exactly 9:30. He was right on time for his appointment. Opening the gate, he headed along the path that led to the house. At times, trees and shrubs cut off the faint starlight to such an extent that he had to slow up for fear of wandering off the path and into some of the flower beds which were dotted at intervals between the shrubbery. Finally, he reached the porch and rang the doorbell. There seemed to be rather a long wait before the door was opened by a strikingly pretty girl. She was in her early 20s, tall and willowy, with brown hair and eyes that were a startling green. The tailored suit she wore, obviously expensive, enhanced a figure which was all that could be desired.